General conditions. The rents are due in advance on Monday in each week and no arrears will be allowed. The collector of the corporation will collect the rents weekly and give receipts, therefore, in a rent book.
Well, the rent books my mum saved right from the first year that they were there. They moved into the brand new council house in 1938. I was two when we moved into 20 Wilton Close. I guess that they were probably excited because it would have been a brand new neighbourhood, you know, new friends to be made.
The permitted number for the dwelling to which this rent book relates is 8 persons. In counting the number of persons, each child under 10 years of age counts as half a person, and a child of less than 1 year is not counted at all.
The rent man came on the dot every week. Usually what happened was the rent book was put on the side, the money was put in the rent book, the man came and he signed, and in some of them you will see later on, the rent man had to actually sign it over a twopenny stamp. Yeah, I think he was probably one of the council officials that was paid to do that. I mean, quite an onerous task when you think about it, because he's carrying around quite a lot of money at the end of the day. If my memory is correct, the rent on the first rent book was 11 shillings and 10 pence in old money. I've worked out that that is equivalent, I think, to about 55 pence in new money. Inside the front page and inside the back cover are a whole host of regulations.
No tenant will be permitted to assign or underlet the premises or any part thereof, or take in lodgers, or to carry on upon the premises any trade, profession or business, or to display advertisements or use the premises otherwise than a private dwelling house.
You basically didn't step out of line at all, which is a little bit different than what it is now.